Marco Werman here with The World. Take a look at South African social media this week, and a hashtag will clue you in on the top issue on people's minds: load shedding. This is all about electricity, or the lack of it. 4 days of rolling blackouts have led to a lot of grim humor about life without electricity. South Africans preparing for darkness by walking around blindfolded, stuff like that. But it's not just fun and memes. Trade unions were out protesting today.
Hands off Eskom,
that's the power utility at the center of the crisis. Protesters accuse Eskom of mismanagement and massive corruption, but they're against the government's plan to privatize the state-run utility. Eskom is only generating about 60% of its power capacity. The result is blackouts that have left South Africa's largest cities without electricity for hours at a time.
Eskom is in crisis, and the risks it poses to South Africa are great.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his State of the Nation address last week, he said the Eskom crisis could devastate the economy, and he wants to break up the utility into three companies. That's a plan the trade unions oppose. Here's a protester today complaining about unbundling the utility but keeping the same management.
How is unbundling going to help Eskom when the same management are still in charge? The guys that have been there are not going to get rid of. The problem is that Eskom wants bailout. Eskom does not make money, but Eskom still continue to reward people. How is unbundling going to solve the problem?
For his part, Ramaphosa says dealing with Eskom will be painful, but the consequences of delaying action would be more devastating. That protest, by the way, was along a Johannesburg street where all the traffic lights were out.